tower steady. Until the dead people come to us.
This is Joy Harjo, and you are listening to Gyno, Native Voice One.
My favorite room exists now only in the imagination. That's how I visit it these days. I turn left into the yard of the small adobe house and park near the corn patch, which is by the clothesline. I look to see if the swallow's nest is still on the porch. Then I check to see if beaks are bobbing out of the nest as the babies look to see if someone is coming to feed them. I knock on the kitchen door and she lets me in, as she has done more times than I know in many seasons of weather. It is always warm with sunlight. Dishes are drying on the side of the sink. Either she, her sister, or a niece gets me coffee. In later years, she had a cane. We talk family, village, and native community gossip. Sometimes we put on music and everyone danced. She distrusted computers, said they stole people, kept their attention from what mattered. We'd walk back through the small hallway, the neat living room decorated with Pendleton blankets and Indian rugs. There were baskets, potteries, and family pictures. I remember visiting when her mother lived there, and during feast days when the house filled with tables and food and the commotion of serving, talking, and laughter. We'd go to her special room, the place where the medicine box lived, her herbs, the various items given to her by those she helped, and her altar. She had a small shop in town where she worked. The numbers of street people who were predominantly native grew each year. She would feed them, find them clothes, and otherwise help any way that she could. She never turned anyone down who asked for help. She always gave my children words and assistance in whatever they were studying or doing. My daughter stayed with her on weekends from Indian school when I lived out of town. Through the years, they loved to visit her. Many came from all over the world for her teachings that were rooted in her spiritual knowledge. She had many invitations to travel and teach, but she did not want to put herself out that way. Her spiritual energy was a healing light, and people were drawn to it, to her stories. Her Pueblo roots were powerful anchors to the land. Native roots are deepest in these lands. Her room was thick with song resonance. Through her eyes, I came to see that all is spiritual, and we either move about respectfully within it, or we are lost. One day, I came over, and we went back to her room, and she pulled out her drum. We sang the song she was given when we had gone to the Sandia Mountains for cedar. Her hands were the color of the drum. They appeared to be made out of the same earth. She later gave me that drum. When I sing that song for the cedar and what it brings, it reminds me of the spiritual path that sometimes appears dim in the smoke of historical deception. One of my favorite memories in this life will be sitting outside near the corn patch on a bench with my daughter and her little boys, my grandsons, waiting for her to drive up. The boys squat in the sandy dirt, running it through their hands. Our love for them plays about their shoulders. It catches the light of the love with which the corn was planted, with which the yard and house was tended, with which her life was lived. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, yahi. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo.
Rather fitting song for our playlist today. That's Earth House from Joy Harjo's I Pray for My Enemies. Welcome back to today's chat. I have just a few more minutes to get caught up with one of my all-time favorite gyno guests, Mimi Obonswin. We're talking about her brand new album, Willow. And again, I say this all the time, but listeners, go check out the full archive at gynomusic.fm. That's G-A-E-N-O music.fm. Mimi and I have chatted a few times now, and I'm already looking forward to the next opportunity, which I have a feeling won't be that far off into the future, because again, you're always creating, which brings me to my next question. What's next? What do you have going on?
Yeah. So we're just wrapping up polishing off yet another album, but this one will be all in French. So I remember we chatted a few years ago when I put out my first French project, which had the intention of all French. So it's kind of been a relearning journey in that way, because writing songs in French kind of taps into the music and the creative muscle in a different way. So at the end of this year in October, we'll be putting out a entirely French full-length album. Title to be determined.
You guys are wild. I mean, you know, you're releasing two albums and you got married all in the span of a year. How do you do it?
I sleep really well. I think that really helps. I'm very grateful for our partnership and to be able to do this as not only my work, but my life. Every day is a gift, and you know, we just I don't feel like I really have a choice. It's just it's always part of my life and moving forward and growing and continuing to create, I think, is what really drives me. So I don't know if I have an answer. I don't have any secret potions or anything.
I think being rooted in the earth certainly helps. And it's great to watch and follow along on your journey, album after great album. Again, I have an affinity for connecting to the earth and gardening. So even in that respect, you're quite inspirational to me. You know, obviously growing season and things like that are coming up here. Are you going to be able to tour in support of the album or more just pop-up shows here and there?
Yeah, so we have a bit of a little tour just in our home province in Ontario coming up. And we have a really special guest. I don't even know if I told you about this yet. We have a guest joining us for two of the shows, and he'll be part of our band now. So this summer we played a couple shows that were kind of associated with a Buffy St. Marie show, who's, you know, one of my favorite artists of all times. Mm-hmm. And I got to see her show. And anyways, her band came down and checked us out, and we started hanging out and saying, hey, I met you once, all that stuff. And her guitar player said, well, if you guys ever want somebody to play guitar with you, I'd love to play. So he's going to be joining us, Anthony King, who also tours with Buffy St. Marie. And it's just really, really exciting to have him play on our songs. So he'll be with us for our shows in May, which are in Sudbury and in Ottawa.
Wow. I think what's exciting about that is, you know, you're going to be able to add on to just the great body of work that's already there. And I have no doubt that this collaboration will be very fruitful.
It's really exciting, you know, growing and learning as we go. It's just so many great things. And like you said, the growing season is upon us and there's so much happening. So I'm really, really grateful for it all.
I'm grateful for you taking the time to talk with me today. And I was wondering if you could remind listeners the best way to see more of you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. As always, it's a blast. So you can always find me. I have a really easy website to remember. It's mimi.ca, which is mimi.ca. And you can link out from there. But that's the best and easiest spot to find my music and what we're up to.
Once again, it's been an absolute pleasure getting caught up with you today. I do have just one more question, and that is, Mimi, will you join me on Gyno again sometime soon?
Of course. Of course. I always feel inspired and rejuvenated talking to you. It's always been a blast, and anytime you want to chat, I'm always here, except for when there's an ice storm, apparently. But other than that, I'm in. I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the one and only Mimi Obonswin. Thank you so much for joining me on Gyno, and we'll definitely get caught up soon.
Oh, Leonie, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to talk soon.
I wish I was a farmer, digging in a field, planting some flowers. Tortured soul, I've got some dreams. Something inside of me wants to plant some seeds and watch them grow. I could have a couple of birds and a couple of squirrels as friends. It just seems so much better. Dreams, make them real instead.
This is Mimi Obonsuin, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Now here you are, you're in full flower. You're flexible in all your power. You got all the sunlight in the air that you need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Now here you stand, hour after hour, strong as an oak, tall as a tower. The storm keeps raging, but you never pay no heed. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday, now see you shining strong and clear. No one can stop a good idea. Nobody like you. There's nobody like you. I was a flower, I was an oak. I was provoked, and when I awoke, I started grazing for all the things that I need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday, they knocked you down, erased your name. You stood your ground and wouldn't change. You found your place now, standing alongside the trees. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. You are a star and you are hope. Smoke signals in the air evoke from the darkest depths that our hearts can be free. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday.
Gyno is recorded and produced on the Allegheny territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwendate Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com. It's about
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.